Welcome to another edition of Telescope Man. Welcome back to another edition of Telescope Man. Tonight, Telescope Man is going to do a little ranting and raving about the astronomy hobby. So if you don't like rants and raves, turn this thing off right now. Without further ado, let's get going. You know, one of the astronomy magazines that I subscribe to is Astronomy Magazine. I was looking back through some older issues. You know how we do. You go back, grab one from several months back, and see if you missed anything. And I came across an article written by David Levy, very famous astronomer, from back in February 2011, back at the February issue of Astronomy Magazine, where he was talking about a star party in Connecticut where they had a 16-inch Dob there, and they had a great crowd of about 24 people. And I got to thinking to myself, a great crowd of 24 people, and you have David Levy there, a very famous astronomer and comet finder. You draw 24 people. Now, something is wrong with this picture. It's probably one of the toughest things for Telescope Man to put his hands around is the lack of knowledge or interest on the part of the public when it comes to astronomy and the astronomy hobby, of course, or basically for anything that might be straight up over the general public's head. Anything over their head that might be straight up. They have very little knowledge of the night sky. Now, I can tell, even during the past few years, that the sense I'm getting when we have public star parties and people come to those public star parties, that the public is not becoming more aware of the universe around them, but much less aware of the universe all around them. Now, I can tell you also that the schools, and boy, this is a generalization, and too bad I'm going to make a generalization. The schools place almost no emphasis whatsoever on even the basic study of the solar system or what our sun might be or just basically anything about astronomy. Kids nowadays, with few exceptions, have absolutely no idea of anything that might be on the other side of the PS2, PlayStation 2, or Xbox that Mama bought them last week for $399. They have no earthly idea of what's going on right over their head every single night. And I would challenge the astronomy industry and amateur astronomers everywhere that it's up to you folks to regenerate the interest in the night sky. If you're going to speak to the public, be sure that you speak in terms that they can understand. Don't bring a telescope out there and start talking about focal length. They don't know what focal length is. They have no idea and don't care to know. If you want to talk about astronomical distances, make sure that you put it into a context that someone that has absolutely no knowledge of astronomy or the cosmos can understand. Because nowadays, the general public has little or no interest in what you and I do probably several times a week, and that is read something about astronomy or actually go outside and observe or image or whatever segment of the hobby you might be in, building a telescope or whatever. The general public has no concept whatsoever of what we do. They think we're some kind of a scientist, you know, that hidden away in the dark, sitting behind a telescope, writing notes down on a piece of paper. So that's probably the sum total of their knowledge of astronomy. So this is a very sad state of affairs that we've gotten ourselves into. I don't know what it's going to take to change it. Maybe some astronomical event that makes national news and has some sort of impact, no pun intended, asteroid on the Earth, or something that is so newsworthy that all of a sudden astronomers are put back into the forefront of general public thinking. I don't know what else can do it. I know there's some industry efforts, you know, by Vic Maris and other people to form a kind of association with the manufacturers to promote the astronomy hobby, but I can tell you that your efforts are probably getting nowhere because you have no backing from virtually anyone in government, anyone at the state or local levels, and certainly not anyone in the school system. So you're basically on your own. So I don't have a solution to this problem. Telescope Man does not have a solution to this problem. I'm simply stating it as it is. I don't know what we can do to improve it, as I said, but if you have some suggestions on how to improve it, I'd be more than willing to listen to them. And, of course, you can email me directly on the telescopeman.org site and comment, etc., etc. So I encourage you to think about this. If you belong to an astronomy club, bring this up at a meeting. The sad state of affairs with astronomy in the general public, and do some talking about it. Bring it up at a board meeting, if you have a board meeting at your astronomy club, and talk about it. I really don't have an answer, and it's very frustrating to me because I'm heavily involved in public observing. We get bigger crowds than 24 people, so I would never write an article in a major magazine saying that we had 24 people at a star party with a bunch of famous people there. This is not a large crowd, okay? This is a failure. This basically was a failed star party. That's what it was. It didn't deserve an article. Sorry, David, but that's the way it is. So whatever we're doing right now is not correct. It's not working. Our memberships are not expanding along with the population. You know, even if they were the exact same expansion rate as the population expands, you know, I'd be very happy. But it's not. I mean, our memberships are either stable, haven't changed in years, or falling. And that indicates to me that whatever we're doing to promote ourselves right now is not correct. It is the wrong strategy. So help Telescope Man out. Get to thinking about this problem with a general lack of interest, a general lack of knowledge about our hobby in the general public, and start talking about what you think we can do about this to improve the knowledge of the universe within the general public. And with that said, I'd like to wish you all clear skies, as I always do. And remember to keep looking up to see the greatest show on Earth right over your head every single night. See y'all later, folks.